Once upon a time, there was a prince who slept in a castle in the sky. Some said the prince was no more than a fairy tale, a story passed on from mother to child late at night. But others knew the story was true. Elsa knew the story was true. Ever since she was a little girl, she'd heard tales of the prince. Her mother would tuck her into bed. She'd pull the covers up snug beneath her chin. She'd stroke Elsa's hair gently and whisper the story in her ear. "Once upon a time, there was a prince," she'd begin. "He was a good and kind prince, beloved by all the people in the land. One day, the prince went out riding in the woods. There, he met a tricky troll. Trolls love riddles, and this troll was no exception.
"Solve my riddle, or I'll send you to sleep in the sky," the troll said.
The prince tried as hard as he could, but he couldn't figure it out. And so the troll sent the prince to sleep in the sky, and there he'd remained ever since. Elsa wondered if he would ever wake up. Her mother said he was waiting for a princess to come and rescue him. But only the bravest and smartest princess would be able to find her way to the castle in the sky and free the prince from his slumber. "Am I a princess?" Elsa always asked. "Of course," her mother would say. "You'll always be my princess." As Elsa grew up, she never forgot the castle in the sky. She looked for it on maps, some new, some old. It was never there. She searched through worn, leather-bound books in the library for any mention of it, but there wasn't a single one. Despite all this, she still dreamed of finding it. When Elsa turned 18, she told her mother she was going on an adventure. She was setting off to find the castle in the sky and finally rescue the prince from his slumber. Her mother knew she was a determined young woman. Once Elsa made up her mind to do something, she'd see it through to the end. "Very well," her mother said. She packed Elsa a rucksack and filled it with apples and cheese, a soft blanket, and a pillow for her head. She filled it with a mother's love and sent Elsa on her way. Elsa set off from her mother's house. Soon, she came to a forest. She'd never been into the forest before. This was an adventure, Elsa told herself, and on adventures, you do things you've never done before. With confidence in her shoulders, she stepped into the woods. Elsa walked and walked for what seemed like hours. The trees around her were tall, with deep brown branches and strong, gnarled roots. They were pine trees, and their needles were clustered so close together they looked like woven baskets. The forest was quiet, save for the occasional chirping of a bird or chittering of a mouse. Elsa walked and walked until the sun began to set. It was time to set up camp for the night. She took out her apples and cheese and lit a small fire to warm her tired feet. She ate her dinner quietly, savoring every bite. "Food tastes better after a long walk," she thought to herself. The crack of a twig behind her interrupted her thoughts.
"Don't be afraid," came a voice from the trees.
Elsa turned. From behind the largest tree, a giant white bear emerged. Its fur glistened in the evening light. Elsa caught her breath.
She'd never seen a bear before. She wasn't quite sure how to talk to one. But Elsa's mother had taught her to always use her manners, no matter who she was talking to. So that's what Elsa did. "Good evening, Bear," she said, and invited him to sit and warm his feet by the fire. He thanked her gratefully. It had been a long day for the bear, who had walked many miles from the mountains to find a particularly sweet berry patch in the woods. He pulled out a small pouch filled with berries and offered some to Elsa. She gave him a slice of apple and a piece of cheese in return. Elsa and the bear sat together by the fire, enjoying their meal and sharing stories long into the night. Elsa told the bear about the prince and the castle in the sky. The bear was impressed by her conviction to free the prince. He would help her on this journey, but first, it was time to rest. Elsa pulled out her blanket and curled up next to the bear. She rested her head on his soft fur and tugged her blanket up to her chin. It was warm, and she felt safe with the bear as her companion. Her head rose and fell gently with the bear's breath. She noticed his breath beginning to slow down. They both fell into a deep and restful sleep.